Noch in Simen Tov Reish Peiches Pasken La Aloche Moren Megile Shekrochim Amukofo Yischoimo Mimois Yeshua Benun Afilu Eino Mukofo Yisachshav Koirim Betesvot Siri Zer Amukof Choimo Mimois Yeshua Benun Der Purim is in Tesvot. Even if it's in Chutz La'oretz. Seif Beit. Ayoros Gdoilus V'Krochim She'ein Amukof Yischomim Eiz Bishua Benun Koirim B'Yudalet. This year the Kforim V'Ayoros Talanat Mukof Choymo V'Koirim B'Yudalet V'Yayim Chamishi and Krochim Amukof Yischomim V'Koirim B'Megile B'Tesvov that will be this year Ben Zosho will be on Friday. So even Mishtabrure, why? Krochim amukof yischoim amis Yeshua benun hakoyir betesvot. Ki bezman Mordechai ve'Esther sheyehudim bechol mokim nilchemu b'yom yud gimel v'noyach b'yud alet v'oso oiso yom mishle v'simcho v'bishushan abiro nitan lilochem v'lamed al nafshom gam b'yud alet v'oso yontef at tesvot v'keivon v'shabu ha'espeit שבזמן ההוא נחלק פורים לשני יומים, בזמן דנס, פורים was divided for 2 days, לא כן, כשקובו מורדכי ואסתר, אוסו נחלקו גם כן לשני יומים. So they were convinced that the tzura of Purim will be 2 days, like in the original nes, Purim was 2 days, so they were convinced that Purim will be 2 days, ואירוי, the right thing would be, שכל מוקים שמוקף חוימו, כשושן הוא בי בתסבוב, אתם קוראים שושן פורי, חלמוק ובנזנת קבוע חיים בימי שוב מורדכי ועשר, הוא נעתו תסבוב. Why do we קבע ירושלים? Why do we קבע ימי ישוע בן נון? Because בזמן מורדכי ועשר, ארץ ישראל was חורץ. So they didn't want that ירושלים will be less from שושן. Bemele, they wanted to be kaveh hazman that will fit also for Shusha, also for Yerushalayim. So why did they decide to be Moshe Yeshua? Then, Tanya, we know, Pasha stated in Novi Yeshua that, you know, that was Mukav Choyma. But I heard once, as they stated about Tenura also, that Yeshua was the first one that was Nilcham Be'amolik. So when they wanted to choose a day, תחפה ראי לירושלים, תסייל, כרוכים עמוקוף ישראלים, מויס יהושע בן נון, קוירים בתסבור, כרוכים ויוזדל ש... ענת מוקף חוים, אז קוירים ביהוד א'. So they wanted to have 2 days, and the way to choose 2 days, they had to be קובעת in a way that ארץ ישראל, ירושלים, will be בכלל, and they were קובעת ממויס יהושע, because then ירושלים was מוקף חוים. Shushan, the Maisa, was not Mukav Chaimah with Moshe Yeshua. But even so, if you're in Shushan, in Shushan, even if it's not Mukav Chaimah with Moshe Yeshua, the Maisa, you do this well. Another aloche, Baruch Hashem, that aloche already was, Klal Yisrael already stopped. From Yechidim to have this problem. The halacha is Somuch v'nire also is Koyre b'tesvot. You Somuch v'nire to Krochim Amukof Eschoyim is Yeshua b'nun, you also Koyre b'tesvot. As a big machleik is Nire afal pi she'eino Somuch, Somuch afal pi she'eino Nire, Somuch afal pi she'eino Nire. So moving down two sheets, if Nira also needs Samuch, Nira is even without some. What is the shiur of Nira? If you go on high houses, it only has to be from the floor. Most shiitas hold Nira have to be from the floor, not from the houses. Now, Lemaise, in our days, the shaila is not such a big shaila. In our days, the shaila is nishta za greise shaila. But Lemaise, when Yerushalayim started, the place that is Mukif Choyma in Yerushalayim is the old city. We have the new neighborhoods of Yerushalayim. Geula is a new neighborhood in Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is a new neighborhood. Then we have even more neighborhoods. We have Harnof, Choshev a neighborhood. That, then they have Ramot. Then they have Neve Yaakov. And the question was, if in these places you carry a Betesvot, or you carry a Beyudalit. And the thing that is called Luach Eretz Yisrael. Most of the shuls have it hanging. The luach, you have all the minhagim. Most of the shuls, I'm sure, have like a little booklet. One of the Kuczynski. Every person knows what it is. He's the only one of them. Every yid knows.
You have it.
For sure. Every shul has it. There's no shul in the world that doesn't have it. The luach Eretz Yisrael. The luach Eretz Yisrael states that you only do it the place that is samuch l'Yerushalayim. If you're not samuch l'Yerushalayim, you don't do it. He learned, he's the most machmir shita, that we have, what is samuch? What means samuch? So he learned samuch means admil. What happens is they build, the whole house is small, but we build like one city. Full houses, Yerushalayim, bitzas. So the whole way will be Samuch. The Gemara says Samuch is Admil. So the Shaila is Samuch Admil means that the city starts Betoich Mil, or it means you count from the Choyma Mil. If you're inside that place, you do it as well. You're not inside. So he says you count Mil from the Choyma. And from the, so, the Meili says B'shchunas Etzchaim, the neighborhood that is called Shchunas Yitzchayim, there's three buildings left in that neighborhood. That neighborhood, you know, they have this bridge when you come into Yerushalayim. Opposite the bridge is two houses. Three old houses, you see. There's a shul there. And that shul, Bizayoyim, the Koy Rebbe Yudalit. Al-Pir Rebbe Michal Pekushinsky. And then the Luach, Rosh Hashanah said not to raise it. All the things that, with the years, Rosh Hashanah fixed the Luach, that will fit with all the Minhagim like Binoy. This he said not the race. I remember when I got married, so I wanted to be machmir, so I went to the Tzchaim to try to find that minion. But I thought that it's the old Tzchaim near the shuk. So I waited till 4 o'clock and okay to read the Megillah. Then I found out that neighbor that we're building is called Shchunas Tzchaim, is the real dear of the Kuczynski. Until today is a minion there that they read the Yudalit. When I came to Moshe, when I got married, and our love was the Choshev Eidu, Mr. Shmuel Shapira, Kundas Abiyurim, he read a new Dalit. He read a new Dalit.
Where
did he read a new Dalit. Lemaisa today, even in Shuafat, and even in Ramot, Chutz in one shul, everyone reads in Tisvot. Why? The Chazanish learned that if the whole place is full houses, straight, this is called samuch. This, everything is bichlal. The whole shaila of meal is this is a break. But if the houses, there's no 70 meters in between the houses, so it's considered a part of Yerushalayim. So in my days, Harnof, Chof Kanfei Nishorim, the buildings were not built yet. Now they have all different factories and all the Zachadoten. But there was nothing, there was a factory area and was mamish empty space. So it was more from 70 meters, 100 meters, the way the Chaznish Masachit, and maybe even could be even more from a mil. This is the reason people were machmir. Shuafat, the first 2 years, was also big tumult what to do. Lemaise, the psak that was niskabel in most of Yerushalayim, if not all of Yerushalayim, is that because they pay taxes to the same city, a city is called, they pay taxes, it's the Eruv that connects it. And even the people that don't rely on the Eruv is legabe, different shittas, but legabe that the kula alma, the Eruv can help. Plus, it's samuch. So the Mai said the Achroa was in all these places to read the Tzvot. You're right. You go to Shuafat Ramot, his space is more from the Shir of the Chazanish of the Hesek. So they're mitzvah of a couple of things together, that if most of it till there is Samuch and then the Toich Mil to the other place, but the Mai said the Achroa is the Ikar HaAchroa is that in all these places we read in Tzvot, the Zeyakov, I think most of the people do Yudalit. Tells us for sure Yudalit, but Shemesh for sure Yudalit. So the Maiz says this is the Ikar HaAchroa.
Shach Bacha that goes to the Bnei Brak.
We'll get to that. Now, Vayoris HaMesupokos, Zaloche Vayoris HaMesupokos. One of the places that Vayoris HaMesupokos is Tel Aviv Yafo. Not Tel Aviv City, it's called Tel Aviv Yafo. Yafo is the old city of Tel Aviv. Near the beach there, they have a chayma. That place is called Vayoris HaMesupokos. Yafo. Vayoris HaMesupokos, Zaloche is the Koyim B'Yudanet B'Tesvot. They make a bracha b'yudalet. They don't make a bracha b'tisvot. What would be if you samuch to mesupek? The Bais Yosef says you read only yudalet, like this is Mishabuah's machriya. The Chazanish was machdir. That samuch le mesupek has the same aloha of mesupek. More from that, the Chazanish said, if it's mamish one city, it's not even called samuch. The ganze machlekes is it samuch, the mele in Bnei Brak, the machmirim in Bnei Brak, they read the tzvot without a bracha. I was a bracha every time, was a kriya belel tzvot without a bracha. Again, most of the people not, but the real chashim of people in Bnei Brak, they read misafik with tzvot without a bracha, mitzad samuch le Tel Aviv Yafo. Again, there you don't have the Svara from Shemazamna, it's one city. But it's Samuch, it's one place. Now, why Takev and Mekomisam and Supokim, they read both days? Well, it doesn't make sense. Why to read both days? Sofi de Rabbana Lekula. Zog de Ran, if you say Sofi de Rabbana Lekula, you will not read not in the first day, not in the second day. So Megillah will be bottom. So b'meile, zog the Ran, so why you make a bracha only the first day, not the second day? He says, because me'ikar adin be'etzem, I have to be potur in both. So I do in one of them, and b'meile, I'm potur in the second one. Just be something you read anyways. Now, l'maise, before we start these halachas, so these halachas are very pashut. Again, these halachas are not so clear what is the shir of Sabuch. It was not nisbar so much. I said the poskim had that big machlekes about it, but this is the ikar halacha of years that the whole Yerushalayim was mamish. Any person that took out a sefer and he lived in Ramot, so the ones that hold that was Yerushalayim, they written down Hagar beRamot shebi Yerushalayim, and the ones that didn't write Hagar beRamot shu samuch l'Yerushalayim. And you can see all different askamas that came out in that day, everyone writes Kehishite. The Mishnah Berurah brings down, we'll see in a second, when he brings down these halachas, he asks a bakosha from the Olam, that he never asks. So here is Purim, the Mishnah Berurah has a bakosha from the Olam. So we'll try to take it to follow this bakosha. מכל מקום למעט אני מבקש מהתוירה שלא יסמוך אולי לעניין ברוכה. משנבו זה as if you could not rely on the משנבו here. I'm just the beginning of the world. The Indian broker not reliant on Mishnah Bura. Avakish mikolokin lemaisa and mevakish min akoyer. Why? These halachas were not so clear. Why? People b'chlal, chutzlalot was not really the halacha of Mekof Yitzchoyma. And even if they had the city of Mekof Yitzchoyma, so they read this book, the musik to be in Yerushalayim, that you could go to Bnei Brak, come back to Bnei Brak, going to Yerushalayim, go from Bnei Brak to Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim to Bnei Brak, you could do it five times over Purim. These halachas would never be mitzvahs in that day. To take a horse and to go from Yerushalayim to Bnei Brak took 2 days. To walk took a week. There's no musik. Our days, it's a musik, a person is a Bnei Brak Yom Chamishi and it's Friday in Yerushalayim. And from that came all of the halachas. The Mishnah Berurah says he's bringing down a Pol Shittas, but he's asking not to be Semech Alem La Halachas. Mele will try to be mevarel the halachas. Now what to be master? We know the marshal, a chutzlo is the guy comes to Eretz Yisrael. He keeps 2 days yontif. Eretz Yisrael the guy goes to chutzlo, and the Iker Adin keeps one. Marisahayim, it's not allowed to do meloche. But he doesn't have in a yontif, he could feel it the second day. He keeps 1 day. So a person could have thought, but all the chutzlars like Olam here, would be the best thing, they will keep Purim, Yom Chamishi. Yontif they keep 2 days, they think that the Americans they could keep 2 days. So here also, they could keep Purim as any chutzlars. The Eretz Yisrael Dike will keep Purim as well. This is better, would be the right thing to do. But the halacha is nishta ze. The Gemara Megillah Migdal Mishne ben ir sheholach lekrach uben krach sheholach leir. Im osid lachzor limekoy moy koyre ki mekoy moy mivlav koyre imoy. So in the Gemara, in the Mishne, you could think if he moves to America, he becomes like Chutz Laaretz. If he moves to Eretz Yisrael, he becomes like Yisrael. Zog the Gemara Omar Rove. Lo yishomer lo sheosid lachzor belel yudalet. אבל אם עומד להישאר שום עד י' כה יראה עם מועד הבן קרח שהולך לעיר if he goes and he's planning to stay there till יום חמישי in the morning why? שפורוז ליומוי נקרא פורוז ולמד על כן היהודים הפרוזים הגורים באורי הפרוזס זה אקסטר פוסוק על כן היהודים הפרוזים הגורים באורי הפרוזס The Gemara says, Asherhan Porus ben Yoyim and Nikra Porus, Mukab ben Yoyim and Minolot, Zorahu. And this is a lot of Shittas Rishonim. The Mishnah Berurah says himself, he only Netzach on one Shitta. We'll try a little bit to touch the Shittas Rishonim and then to try the Halacha Lemaise. Shittas Rashi, remember, the Koivea to become a ben Porus, of an Abraham, we call today the Beit Shemesh, the guy, is Purim day. If when morning starts, Yom Chamishi in the morning, you'll be in Beit Shemesh of Bnei Brak, you will have a Purim of Bnei Brak. And the same thing, if you'll be here in the morning of Friday, you'll have Purim the Shusha. B'meile, if Yom Yudalet, you're in Bnei Brak, in Beit Shemesh, from the beginning of it, the beginning is Kiveah, you'll have a Din of Beit Shemesh. If you'll be here in Yerushalayim in the morning of Friday, when I say the Shulchan Aruch, they go in the Mishnah Berurah and the Chazon Ish, paskin like Shitas Rashi. So the Iker Psak is Shitas Rashi. Lemashal, the Rosh, Bichlal doesn't hold from it. The Rosh holds, you look in Yudalet, we are in Yudalet. Bnei Brak? You Bnei Brak. Even if you go to Yerushalayim, you're not Mishayim. If Yudalet, you're in Yerushalayim, you're not Mitzchayim Bnei Brak. And you're in Yerushalayim. Even if you move to Bnei Brak on Friday, you stay in Yerushalayim. Yudalet decides where you are. We don't bask in it. But just to know that it's a shita. If I'm here, Yom Chamishi, I'm Ben Krach. Even if I go to Bnei Brak, we'll see about. If I'm in Bnei Brak, even if I go back to Yerushalayim, it doesn't change. But Rashi holds not like that. If I'm in Bnei Brak, Yom Chamishi, I will have Purim in Bnei Brak. If I will come to Yerushalayim, to Yom Shishi, in the beginning of the morning, I will have two Purim. This halacha is poshut, so we'll mitzvah it all that I've chetim to slemaise. But this is the poshut. Rashi asks, what would be if you had a plan to stay? You went to Bnei Brak, and you planned to stay in Bnei Brak. Let's say it happens every time. A guy decides, you know, he's going to have two Purim. Yeah? Say again. Then I'll say the halacha lemaise. I wanted to get the musig of the halacha to know what you will have to ask. Guys decide they're going to collect money in Beit Shemesh. Say that. I'll go with a tender. Lel Purim, Lel Chamishi. Lel Revi by night, they arrive in Beit Shemesh. The guy is planning to have it. It's a Suda, my cousin. Everything is ready. 2 hours into the Purim, he sees this oil and not Lemaise. Yeah? They took off their hats and jackets, they started to dress up, you know, they're not speaking and learning the whole time. It's not for him, you know, he didn't come to us to throw that boy loose, yeah? No, the Hashem doesn't want it. He's going back. Oh, you heard the student not, you know, the Mishkan, the Richtig Hershah, yeah? So he doesn't have a student tomorrow. So what? He changes his mind, back to Yerushalayim. Some we showing him home. Too bad, you Lel Purim were Bnei Brak, Beit Shemesh, and you wanted to stay. And the minute that you wanted to stay, it's cashed. Now, even if you go back to Yerushalayim, Purim changes the ass to you. And it's very bad if you come back to Yerushalayim. Why? We eat the Suda, we will hear the Megillah. Shitas Rashi.
Coming back before
Alois? Before Alois. 2 hours after they start the trip, he comes to Israel. He doesn't want to be with them. Or his Suda is cancelled. Well, to eat a bit, the enemy gets Suda, he doesn't want. I mean, the whole Purim is to do like a Tchila, eh? So it's a bit of matter that you'll find that this... So shit that's Rashi is no problem. You came back, of the Rifo, if you had a plan to stay, even if you didn't stay, Purim stays stuck to you.
You plan just stay for a couple of hours?
No problem. What if you plan to stay for a couple of hours and you come, so Gishmaki, you want to stay? You chayav a Purim or not? So the Fidah Mishnah Berurah maybe doesn't make a difference. But the Fidah Chazanish will see about. Now, this is Shitas HaMishnah Berurah. So Shitas HaMishnah Berurah that the time that is Kriveya is Be'etzem, if I'm in Bnei Brak, Beit Shemesh, before the morning, if Yom Chamishi, I get a Purim. And before the morning, if Friday, Bnei Yerushalayim, I get a Purim. The Chazanish says no. To get a Purim in Bnei Brak, to get a Purim in Beit Shemesh, you need to be a Beit Shemesh of Bnei Brak before Tchilas Alaylo of Yom Chamishi. You have to leave Yerushalayim Yom Rabbi afternoon. Be proud. I'm just excited. I don't know if you can do it, yeah? About... What? Tainus. So, Tainus don't say that. When we call Makoyim, you have to leave. Now, the chap is that you don't have to leave to get to Bnei Brak before you leave Yerushalayim, you're already gone. What? Tell us. You don't have to leave to be, it's not deemed to be in Chalot Bnei Brak. That street is also Purim. If you decide to stay in the middle of the street all Purim, also you don't have your dollar. So you don't have to leave 2 hours. You could leave a little bit before Nacht. Now, the Shaila is, Bichlal, if Siddur is a Musig from Tupurim, who said that is a Musig of Tupurim? Who's a person who put on Tutfilin? This will do it, he said. But it's not Tutfilin. Asha, you can't have two. every year the mitzvah Purim. Some people have it in this day, some people have it in this day. They said, Prozim will do it this day, Mukovim will do it. I want to have both. The Shaila is Pakel. Another dog is, everyone will have the Shaila. I'm always a Bacher. Adam Bacher was very depressed. Very depressed. He didn't, so he doesn't like Purim. Yeah? So he says, no, I have no other problem. The Yem Chamishi stays here. An hour before Nas, he goes to the neighbor. What's up in Purim? Very normal. Why not? He doesn't want that Purim. Why to get... To me it sounds worse to have two Purims and not to want that Purim. What?
I think no Purim.
Two Purim? Because you married just one. You can't afford the third degree of the Ashes Khumri. Yeah?
Say what? Two.
What? So this is the Shaila. The Welt learns that it's a machlek is how to learn Pshat in Yerushalayim. Again, the Shavuot says no one had this. It never happened. It was a double shalem in the field. One, two, did it. Today, you just take 2 minutes. Especially you have Pelzlo, you have Bechemesh. I'm home when I was about Bnei Brak. Everyone goes to Bechemesh. 10 minutes, 20 minutes. You have another Purim near you. The Yerushalmi says as they, Oker dirose belel tesvo, chayev kan vekan. Ben krach, she'oker dirose belel tesvo, potu mikan vekan. So some learn the Yerushalmi is a bit me. Ben ir she'oker dirose belel tesvo, chayev kan vekan, achal ken nizay. Ben krach, she'oker belel tesvo, potu kan vekan, avadanish. But ba'etam, the Rosh Yerushalmi is mashmal, it weighs the same. You could have two Purim, you could dray out. Some learn the Yerushalmi means if you move. So again, some learn the Yerushalmi is bitmir, nishto azazah. Some learn the Yerushalmi means if you move the apartment for good. But you can't stop to change your din of ben tov. And some learn that you could, the mice in most shittas hold that you could have two Purim. Most so that you could have two Purim. But, the Maitre will say that the Welt is machmir, to be choishish that you cannot have two Purim. We'll see about the Gabi what the Welt is choishish, to be machmir, that you cannot have two Purim. The Mosh. Lama Zog and Abokha decide, like you, to have two Purim. He wants to have the Shefa, you know, two little points to sit and learn with the guy said. Now, so later we'll see the halachas, what is the right way to do it to Chag to Purim. I want to say first the Chumra, what Rav Shlomo Zalman, when we learned in Kotei, Rav Shlomo Zalman told us to be Machmir. Later, with the years, Rav Shlomo Zalman was a little bit lighter about it. The first came and became more maker than that. You decide to go to Bechemesh Yom Chamishi. Then you go to Yom Chamishi, you come back here, Lel Shishi, to Yerushalayim. You need to hear a Megillah again. Then you get 10 guys together, you decide to read the Megillah. I'm a person that didn't have to put a regular person. But I want to hear Mikra Megillah. I don't have a craft to hear a long Megillah here. Yeah? I hear Yossel does it quick. So I had Yossel, can you might to me a Mikra Megillah? So Rav Shlomo Zalman, no, don't be Yossel. Why? Could be you can't do two Purims. So your second Purim is Gomish. I'm a real Purim. Don't be Yossel Kriyas Megillah with these guys that are coming now from Bnei Brak.
Oh, he didn't harvest for you?
Is a aloha, shchonor paskin, ben krach ein amoiti ben ir, ve ben ir ein amoiti ben krach. Shchonor, simen tof reishtan, chet tis gimel. Mi she dina likro bit zvov, ein a yochol likro be listo al ben yudalem. Ve chay lehefech, keivan she ein a mechuyo badovo. A lot of red will say, why is no arbus here? A lot of arichas, the Yerushalmi is brought down and says, Yevomis Tesvot, a lot of Arichas, but Razei Pasu Mitri Chodesh. Rabbi Godin says, but the Rebbe, he ben krach kor ala ben gedalet yotzo. But don't have a mistake. But the Rebbe, he ben krach kor ala yudalet yotzo. Aber yudalet kor ala ben krach, das nicht. Because ben krach kor ala yudalet ben yevet yotzo, because the Rebbe Shisa thought that even if it's a bnei Ashushan Purim, if you ben yevet kor ala megil and yudalet, you yotzo. Because it's Purim for everyone. Aber ben yudalet, to be kor ala ben krach, it's pashat afil ben yevet yotzo. Not only that, from Shemazamah said, when they came together, like Atchila, not to make a bracha. It could be the Nat Chayim, the Bochel Batole. She said better that they will find someone from Yerushalayim to reach to them. Lemaise, today more and more, Shemazamah said, but like Abba Alanisim, you could say it. You don't have to be Machmid not to say Alanisim. Because we'll see later, it could be B'di'evet, you could say Alanisim also in Shushan Purim, if you said it B'di'evet, then it has to be Chayzer. What? Stuff you could drink, or we have to give it to the B'yayim Shlach Moles. But again, the Katchile, B'nei Yudal, B'nei Tetzvav, don't give him Shlach Moles. Because could be he's not Chayim. So wait. What? But as we spoke last week, if you have to give matzah to Yom Shachmonas, the person, the oni, has to be from the same city or not. Same thing with Shachmonas. La'ar b'simcha. Now, if a person wants, again, lemaise, the world is making in all of this chumre, and we passing that me'ikar adin, you could have two purins, but lemaise, it's rory if you could, to be yoter with someone else. Now, we'll go weiter. If a person wants Taki to have two Purim this year, what is the best way? The best way, then we'll see what is the Katchila B'di'evet. The best way is to leave Yom Revi before Shkia or Nach, better Shkia, to be there Yom Chamishi, and to arrive back in Yerushalayim before Shkia or Nach in Yerushalayim. Then you have two Purim, the Katchila, Kedas V'Kedin, chutz in the shit is that you cannot have two purim. Now, this is to be yaitse all the shit. So we'll start that loch. A ben Yerushalayim went to Bnei Brak, and he went before the night. Or he went in the middle of the night, but he was planning to come back before Alois HaShachar. If he came back before Alois HaShachar like he was planning, there's only one Purim. So again, I wanted the locals to be close, because the night is from the minute that Purim starts. I shut my phone. Because every 2 minutes people call. And you never know if they're really asking or they're drunk. I went to Yerushalayim, I went to Bnei Brak. You know, the same guy calls you after 2 minutes, you went to Bnei Brak, then he calls you, you went to Yerushalayim. So the people will know before where they are, again. If you left before Nach, or after Nach, al das to go back, and you came back before Alois HaShachar, lekule alme, you don't have a Purim at Bnei Brak, and your Purim will be in Yerushalayim. Aloch Ha'ar. Aloch Ha'bay. What if you were Nana? Shaloi Midaito. I want to explain. What means Nana Shaloi Midaito? Not you change your mind. You Nana. What is the Nana? You went to collect money at Bnei Brak, and the next thing you know, it's the morning, 8 o'clock in the morning. The Shaila is, you Nana, you didn't have a dad. Me'ikar adin, you're not chayev. Listen carefully. You're not chayev in Purim at Bnei Brak. Because you had a das to go back, and you were nishal shaloi midaitoi. Shaloi midaitoi. The luach of the Kushinsky, that everyone has the luach, he's the machmir, that you have to also read b'yudalev v'loi brochet. The same thing could be Nena Shaloi Midaitoi. I'm not saying it. Normally I don't like to say it because then people are making on it. So not to listen enough. Is you're planning to go back and then the Olam tell you we're not going back. So all the other five chevre decided to stay. You mamish wanted to go back, but no way to get back. What? You can't get back.
No, the first case. I'm talking the first case.
No. I said you bought. Why not? Lemoshel, you're asking the shaylas. A lot of times, guys want to go to Bnei Brak, and they're planning to stay there. So again, if you're not planning to stay there, I want to explain why I said I don't like to say that. A lot of guys say, "Yeah, I was planning to come back. I got stuck." I'm asking, "How you plan to come back?" I don't know. I don't know if it's called plan to come back. We think someone was really planning to come back, and he was mad as other he found himself awake in the morning, other the oilov that told him to take him back, they told him, they ran away, they left him, all the religious things. So you're right, maybe taxi, if you'll take a taxi for 300-400 shekels, they'll take him back. It's not called that he's staying there midaitai. Now, what if a person goes to Bnei Brak as das to stay there? And he stayed? Then he for sure has to read the Megillah, the Yudalit. Now, in this case, I want to say two halachas that could be lemaise. There's a group of 10 guys that decided they're going to Bnei Brak. So again, lefi the Chazon Ish, see the second, they have to leave here before Shkia to leave to Bnei Brak. And they have to stay there the whole night, stay there in the morning, there's the plan, and to come back after morning. To come back after the morning. They came Yom Chamishi in the morning, they drive back, but they didn't hear the Megillah yet. So they come to Yerushalayim, they'll have to read the Megillah in Yerushalayim. Shabbat Zalman says, it's better to read it there. Now, Lefidah Mishneh Brura, even if these guys decided, I don't say decided, they left Yerushalayim after Nach, they were also chayav in Purim. They wanted to eat here to break the tainus here and then to go to Bnei Brak. The Fina Mishneh Brura and trying to stay here, they have Purim and Yudal when they come back. The Chazon Ish says, no, you have to leave Yerushalayim before Nach. But if in you're in Yerushalayim, it says like Yechovim, you're not mischayav in Bnei Brak. This is the Bachrim that live here. What would it be if you live in Bnei Brak? You're living in a yeshiva in Yerushalayim. Then the Chazon Ish says it's enough to have a das, b'shas, tzeis ha-kichovim, to go to Bnei Brak. Remeila, if someone wants to have two Purim and wants to be yoyt to the Chazon Ish, he has to leave before and to come back. Now, what happened? Now we'll go back. A person went to Bnei Brak, he said, I'll das to stay and he changed his mind. So they see all the Poiskim, he's supposed to be a Megillah. Why? He came back before the morning. The Chazon Ish says, no. Look what happened to Chum of the Chazon Ish. A Bocher went to Bnei Brak with a group, I'll das to stay in Bnei Brak. He said after 2 hours, the Olam, he doesn't like it, he wants to come back. Fidu Mishneh Brura is Potter. Lefidu Chazon Ish is Chayav Bepurim. While the beginning of the night, he had a das to stay there. But again, he asked this Bocher when he left. Could be this Bocher left after Nacht. So if the Bocher left after Nacht, so you're right, the Iker Adin Mishneh Brura, and this is the psyche of all the first game, even if you leave Yom Chamishi, Yom Revi by night, 2-3 hours after night, and you want to say, Bnei Brak, you have to pour it. About you, and then, so if you came back before the morning, it's Gomish, because the morning is the one that is Kivea. But if you left before the Nacht, because you want to be into the Chazon Ish, so you change your mind, if you're the Chazon Ish, you became Chayat, then maybe you can't stop. So again, so someone calls you, Me'ikar Adin, Avada Yukotu, but if you're Chayish, if you're the Chazon Ish, so even if you would come back in the middle of the night, you will have to have the Megillah again in Yerushalayim. In the Yom Chamishi in the morning, Atonis Levyoni, Mishleach Monis. Now, what happens a lot of time, a person, we said, we spoke before on the Oynes, he goes to Bnei Brak, Adas, to go back to Yerushalayim, and he decides to stay. Before we said if he didn't decide to stay, he just found himself in the morning. He goes for 2-3 hours, and then he says, you know what, I will stay. The poets can say to be choishesh and to do 2 Purim mitzvot. If he decided to stay, to do 2 Purim mitzvot. Now, what would be if a person went to Bnei Brak, Aldas, to go back to Yerushalayim, Lev Tesvot? What we do. When a person wants to have 2 Purim, what he does, he goes to Bnei Brak, Aldas, stay at Bnei Brak the whole day, and then Lel Shishi wants to come back to Yerushalayim. This is his plan, to go back to Yerushalayim, Lel Shishi. And he came to Yerushalayim. Again, the Tefillin Mishneh Brura is Chayev in 2 Purim. Lefi the Chazanish says like this. What is the bocha that he learned in Yerushalayim? It's enough that he has a das to go back. He doesn't have to come back before Nach. Some say that even Lefi the Chazanish, he has to come back. But mainly, I want to say the maskona la'alocha like that. And I will explain why I'm saying it so complicated. Is the halacha for bochrim, is the halacha for guests? And I will explain, lama zogin, your parents come to Yerushalayim. I met someone today, his parents arrived, he's staying till after Purim. I asked him, how much Purim? 2. So the plan is to be here, to go to Bnei Brak. Go to Be'er Sheva, the Abayim Adir. And then they plan to come back to the second Purim. These people, if you want to have a second Purim, the Fidah Chazanish, they have to arrive back in Yerushalayim before Nach. Like we, when we want to have Bnei Brak, we have to go before Nach to Bnei Brak. A yeshiva bocher that lives in Yerushalayim is Zok B'Chazanish, so if he wants to have Bnei Brak, he has to get to Bnei Brak before Nach. But on the second day, it's enough that he has a das to go back to Yerushalayim, even if he doesn't arrive before Nach. But he has to have the achlota already before Nach.
Yeah, he's
not back by Aloysius Gomes.
What do you mean?
Yeah, in Yerushalayim, he comes, so then, okay. He doesn't have to leave before Nach. Not only that, if the Bochim live in Bnei Brak and they're learning in the Yeshiva, Israeli Bochim, also Pashas, they don't have to leave before Nach, but to know that they have a das to go back. But again, thus is klal lekula alme. I'm going to say it clear because everyone asks again. If Yom Chamishi, you want to go for 3 hours to Suda, to Beit Shemesh to come back, it's no problem. Time to Gomish, time it's a good meal. So if Mishta is Tommy, Rabbo says that 2 days of Purim is the Indian to eat Sudas, so if Mishta is Tommy, but the Iker Adin is only 1 Purim. Now, a lot of times this Shaila is Megah, people emotional, you know, if you fly, so a person is here in Yerushalayim, Lel Yudalit, and he has a flight in the morning to America. But he arrives in America with a smoke. He will never have a Purim, but it's the same problem. Like we said before, you're skipping Purim. So some people hold that when a person is going to skip Purim, he has to do at least Yudalit. At least you dalit. There's no musa to skip Purim completely. At least you dalit you have to do. Rabbi Liborch Finkel had an interesting suffix. For the Bochum that do two Purims, he said he asked the type of the Shaila. People that do two Purims, they say Shechiyonu twice on Mikra Megillah. When we read the Megillah, we say Shechiyonu. So the Stibler asked him, what is the Valkyrie? Well, the Maise, I think that the Maise, the Iker Aloch is to do. I don't see a reason not to do. Again, I got Chilub from Zalman. Anyway, he said, better someone else will do the Brach. Now, there's another Aloch this year that is very wichtig. I know a lot of American Bochum think that they're smart, but they're wrong. I will explain. Yerushalayim, we will have Purim this year Friday. Doesn't happen to us so much. In America, it happens much more often. Every time that we have Purim Meshulash, that Tzvav, Chal, and Shabbos, they have Purim in Yudalit. We have 3 days Purim then. But else Friday doesn't happen so much. What happens if Purim is Chal on Friday? When you eat the Sudas Purim? So we have a Ramot. Every time listen to the Ramot. Shechal Purim b'yoyim shishi. Yasu ha-Seuda b'shachris משום כבוי צ'אב. כשחל פורים בים שישי, יעשו הסעודה בשחרס, משום כבוי צ'אב. ומשתבו עושה זהיינו קודם חצו ישראלים לכתחילה. ועין ביד אפרים, מה שכוסף בשם המערים. היינו קודם חצו ישראלים לכתחילה. ועין ביד אפרים, מה שכוסף בשם המערים. שברו בדוזן בגדם ביד אפרים. אבל יד אפרים says, להתיר קודם תחילה שואה אסירי. You could start before שואה אסירי. What would be if the דיאבד למעשה it's late, and the שואה אסירי, if you didn't wash your hand, allowed to wash and eat a little bit of bread. Another answer, but everyone knows, you start the Suda after Mincha, and you put your smap on the Kaddish, you stop in the middle, you do Kiddush. A lady stayed in Hilchon Shabbos, someone was eating Erev Shabbos and became Shabbos, he stops to eat with a Shkir, and then you put your smap on, takes Lecha Mishneh, most places in Rome, you don't make a Moitzi. So something that we should do it. The main suffix machleket and mechava. We don't do a boitzi. We just cut lechem mishneh. We make kiddush and we carry on the suda. Some even don't do lechem mishneh. They just do kiddush. So a lot of people do the same. They start the suda late. For just mapo mekadosh. You daven mincha, and after mincha, you wash your hand. For just mapo mekadosh. So they bring down that in Sefer Minhag Eretz Yisrael, Agri Gelis, he says Shekacho Yomina Yerushalayim, and the Meiri says also that Onu Avisenu Noyagi Mipurim Shechal Berev Shabbos Shematchil Masuudu Miboydiyim, Ad Sheyekadosh Hayom Mipolsi Mapu Mekadosh. It's not so posh. The Shain is Be'etzem if you're allowed to eat a Suda Gdoyla Erev Shabbos. Asmach, and you will put Asmach on Mekadosh. The Pashtus in the Shulchan Aruch is Mashma. And it's not in the Shabbos, it's Mashma, it's not so posh as you do as I had to. I, the Meiri, did it. Ishken Rai. Now explain why. The Meis, if someone does it, and then he has to eat by night also. Because I is Pas, Kabeitze. So he says Ritzei in Birkat HaMazon. He says Al HaNisim. Shabuah says no. Azevi Rosh Chodesh Chal Motzi Shabbos. You don't do both. You say Al Nisim in Orachmon, but you don't say Al Nisim in Shas Birkat Hamazon. The Meiri brings out that he ate Sudas Shabbos, Sudas Purim, and then he washed his hands, and then he ate the Sudas Shabbos, and he said Al Nisim. Abbas Nishkin Raya Bichlal. The Meiri was in a place that was Yudalet. Shabbos was Purim. By us, Shabbos is Nishkin Purim. It's not easy to have the Suda later by night. Not that, the Poskim can say that if you eat by night, you're not eating the Suda. The Iker Suda is by day.
Yeah, you
can say
by night.
No, it's nothing.
You started before Ski.
Labashana. It's nothing. But in America, people are mamshah because it's be'etzim. The Iker is, why in America, the Maizah, the Mishnah Buri Vizal, like at Chila, we used to the Spurim by day. The Maizah, the meaning is also to eat in the afternoon. The Maizah, the Machmirim, every time in Purim, they wash by day, in the morning, they eat one Suda, then after they eat another Suda, right? This is the meaning of everyone. What is the Indian to do Suda to the afternoon? Zeichot, the Zachot. Now, Abba Yerushalayim, the Moshul, they say, Kechovim, Purim is over. Half an hour later, you don't see nothing. In America, Purim carries on. Yeah, but the Midrash is Chai Berlin, Bechula, yeah, doesn't finish Purim. What's the Pshat? Because it's Shushan. This was Iker Sforim Shteik. It's a Shushan Purim. So the Mele, in America, people were used to doing the Suda, and after Mincha, there was Semech also on that the Suda will be a Shushan Purim. But in Yerushalayim, that is Gomish, Avad is no head, it's some busy Shabbos.
What?
And so
they would often go on forever
and
Bnei Brak
and all those
other things. They don't go on forever.
No, but they go on.
Everyone stops.
No, but your
daughter,
they go on.
Your daughter, they go on. Last year, and they stopped, like, a place to die.
I was going back to
Yishmael,
everyone died.
Everyone was dead. Everything was dead. The streets were empty. They told me traffic.
I'm sorry, everyone went to Yerushalayim. Everyone goes to Yerushalayim, that's what he's telling you. All the people that are interested in Tzimcha, they go to Yerushalayim. But I'm saying, man, it's B'mele. I'm saying, B'mele, the Ikar HaLochez in Eretz Yisrael is the Maisa to eat the Suda before Chatzos, or at least before Shoah Asir. If you can, again, you have to know, for sure, not like some people do the Kabbal Shabbos and then they start the Suda. Then for sure, Suda Spurim Shasa B'Shabbos, you don't do Suda Spurim B'Shabbos. So the Spurim has to be separate. Even if not, you have to know that the Iker Suda has to be by day. I mean that the Dovah HaNochoim to be Noyeg Yistake to do the Suda before Chatzos.